He's doing it.
Is Mr. Hetzel's leaf blower blowing open his robe again?
Yes. That's not what I'm talking about. Come on, dry. Come on. That's a boy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Daddy, you've been trying for years to get him to bring in the paper. He'll never do it.
He did it. Look at his own dry for the big boy. You can. I told you he could do it. All right, give me the... Let go. Come on. Let go. Dry.
Be careful. You're going to hurt him.
I'm not going to hurt him.
I was talking to Dreyfus, Daddy.
Hey, Dreyfus, sit. Paper? Smart dog.
Excuse me, Patrick. How are things going with the sprinklers?
Why are you always asking me about the sprinklers?
Because you're the sprinkler man.
Yeah, what exactly are you doing in here?
How come you're always inside when the lawn is outside?
Because the air conditioning is inside and the heat is outside. By the way, somebody should call the cops on that Hetzel guy with the leaf blower. I just woke up. I don't need to look at that.
I was in the yard today, and there's supposed to be a soaker in my herb garden.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I put in a fan spray.
But the plans call for a soaker.
I don't go by plans, Harry.
Then what did I pay $1,200 for?
The plans are just a jumping off point.
Let me put it to you this way. My grass is brown.
Harry, I know what I'm doing. I don't tell you how to be a pediatrician.
At least my patients are growing.
Daddy, I don't trust this guy. Maybe you'd ought to go out and check his work.
Yeah, go out and check.
Damn right I'm going to check. Wish I knew what I was checking for. But I'm going to check anyway.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Stop this. Daddy'll see us.
So let him. What are we sneaking around for? Why don't we just tell him?
Well, for one thing, he doesn't like you. And the sex is much hotter this way.
Let's never tell him.
Hey, Patrick, your nozzle's showing. You haven't told Daddy, have you?
No.
I can tell. Kiss was hot. You guys are better than a soap opera. Stay tuned for the latest in the sneaky affair between the proud but arrogant sprinkler man and the doctor's pretentious but horny daughter.
First of all, I am no longer horny. And second of all, Patrick is not a sprinkler man. He is an artist. And he's not just an artist. He is a sculptor. A great sculptor.
Carol, how many times have I told you? Until I'm recognized by the artistic community, I cannot call myself an artist.
Well, sure you can, honey. You can have cards printed up. They cost about $8.
Yeah, that's how she became a caterer.
Patrick, I don't care what you say. You are an artist.
Nobody calls me an artist until I call me an artist. I could sell a million sculptures. I still wouldn't be an artist until I felt it in my bowels.
Oh,
I love him so much. This is a man, Barbara. This is a nut, Carol.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye, Miss Astle. No, don't wave.
Oh. So how do those sprinklers check out, Harry?
All right, Patrick, I have to admit that I think what you did with the sprinklers was right. So from now on, I'm going to trust you.
Making a big mistake.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what the hell? Harry, something's been going on around here that I think I should talk to you about.
Hold it. I was afraid this was going to happen. I could tell the way you two were looking at each other, how you held the hose for her when she took a drink. Guys are always falling in love with Barbara.
Daddy, it's me! Me! He loves me, not Barbara, me!
You? That was my second guess! You like him?
Something about his bowels.
Isn't it wonderful, Daddy?
Not really. So, how long have you two been dating?
Oh, God, Daddy. We've been doing much more than dating.
Carol, please, I don't have to know everything that's going on here. What's going on here?
Daddy, Patrick has asked me to live with him.
What? He asked you to live? The two together?
Harry, it's simple. I love her, and I want to live with her.
And I love him too, Daddy.
Well, Carol, I mean, you know, this is kind of a big thing. Sort of a funny feeling to think of you leaving home. It's not a bad feeling, just sort of a funny feeling. Listen, excuse me, I think Patrick and I should have a little talk.
Oh, I understand. The intentions talk.
No. So, you want to live with Carol?
Jeez, I don't know. Sometimes it feels right, sometimes it doesn't. You take your chances. It's one big crapshoot, right?
That's very reassuring. So, what are you going to do? Where are you going to live?
Oh, man. This is the intentions talk, isn't it? Look, it's no big deal. We're just moving in together. It's not like we're getting married.
This just gets better. Now, tell me, how are you going to pay the bills? I mean, how is a sprinkler man going to be able to support a woman who hasn't paid for her own dry cleaning in... And she has never paid for her dry cleaning.
I don't care about bills, Harry. I'm not just a sprinkler man. I'm an artist.
The good news just keeps rolling in.
I don't concern myself with day-to-day things. I'm concerned about life, about living.
You're completely broke, aren't you?
Let me get this straight, Doctor. Carol is finally moving out of the house? You must be tickled pink.
No, not really. I'm going to miss her.
I'm not surprised she was around longer than Johnny Carson.
Only by a year and a half.
Well, I'm real happy for Carol. It's good to see that some relationships work out. Nick called last night from Japan.
Things still the same?
He's still an outfielder. He's staying with the Osaka Hens. And with her.
Laverne, you've got to get on with your life, dear. Come on, let it go.
Good. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
What?
Well, Carol is moving out with Patrick, and Nick has moved in with Takasuma. Well, he'll get his. She'll probably run off and leave him for one of them big fat wrestlers in a diaper.
Hey, Carol, I just heard the wonderful news. Your daddy says you got yourself a terrific fella. I'm very happy for you.
What's wrong?
No. She'll be all right.
Daddy, it looks like I can't move out.
Oh, that's what happened.
Well, I can't move in with Patrick yet. They're converting his apartment into a condemned building.
So?
Well, he's going to move in with a bunch of guys, and I'll stay home while we look for our own place. Is it all right if Patrick moves some of this stuff into our garage?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Oh, Daddy, I love him so much. And you know how I know I love Patrick? Because I don't care what people think. I don't care what you think. I don't care what anyone thinks.
Fine, dear.
Why don't you like him, Daddy? Abby, careful. Right here.
Oh, Carol, I'm really going to miss you. So how soon can you move out?
I don't know. Apartments are very expensive.
I'll loan you the money.
You don't have any money.
I'll borrow it.
Barbara, please, I'm feeling insecure enough today.
About what? You're not having second thoughts about Patrick, are you?
Why, what did you hear?
Nothing. But you're not having second thoughts. You could tell me, right?
But I didn't say anything.
I know.
Then where'd you hear he didn't like me?
Carol, I don't want to upset you, but you've never been happier.
Maybe that's the problem. I'm so happy with Patrick, I'm afraid it's going to end.
Well, why would it end? Don't think about what's going to happen. Just stay with being happy.
Yeah, I've heard of people who do that.
Carol, do you realize how lucky you are? You've got a family that loves you, a guy who's crazy about you. You're nuts. But you're a nice person. You deserve to be happy. And happy people should keep moving.
Hey, Barb, ready to go?
Ready.
Hey, congratulations, Carol. I hear you finally bagged a guy. What'd you use, a tranquilizer gun? Where's the beer?
Charlie, stay out of there. That's Patrick's.
Going for a ride later, Carol? Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Charlie.
Does she get better looking every day or what? You are a lucky fella. I can't tell you how many times Carol's been there for me. Help me out. You got a great little filly here.
All right, Charlie, come on. We're going to be late for the Dolphin game.
Yes, you better hurry, Charlie. The first 50 morons get in for free.
Ouch, Carol. That one didn't feel like play.
I don't get it. You keep saying he takes shots at you, but I don't hear him.
That's because he only says nice things to me when you're around. It's all part of his plan.
What plan?
He keeps saying nice things about me to get me upset, to make me crazy.
Have you changed shrinks again?
Patrick, please.
Carol, come on, forget about Charlie. Come on, who cares what he says? You're gonna be out of here pretty soon anyway, huh?
Yeah, if we can ever find a decent apartment. Everything's so expensive.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be tough finding a nice place.
It doesn't matter, Patrick. I would love you anywhere.
Even in a garage?
Especially in a garage. Hi, Daddy. What are you watching?
The Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Daddy, is it all right if we move one more thing into the garage?
I guess so, dear. What?
Patrick. You're being very old-fashioned.
Someone in this house has to be.
Hey, what's up?
Carol says you want to move in here.
What?
Patrick, we talked about this.
No, I didn't talk about it. You did. Carol, it drives me crazy when you put words into my mouth. Yeah, it's like having this worm inside my ear that's just eating through the lining of my self-respect. Until there's like nothing left but this slimy trail of humiliation.
I love him so much.
So you're not going to move in here?
Well, I didn't say that.
Who could tell?
But if I did move in, I'd expect the same financial arrangement as Carol and Barbara.
You want an allowance?
Now, let me get this straight. Barbara is still living at home. Carol is not moving out, but Patrick is moving in. Why don't you just write the word sucker on your forehead? Make it glow in the dark so they can see you coming.
Laverne, if I didn't want it this way, Patrick would not be there.
Right. Well, you finally got yourself something most people only dream of. A live-in sprinkler man.
I forget anybody was in there. I felt like I just pulled into an X-rated drive-in.
Come on, Harry. We agreed that I could move in and Carol and I would be together.
Together, but separate. You would be in the garage, my daughter would be in her room.
You just don't want us to have sex.
I do want you to have sex. No, I don't. I mean, I don't care if you have sex.
Well, if you don't care, then why were you so upset?
I think what your father means is that it's okay for us to see each other as long as he doesn't see us seeing each other.
Maybe.
Daddy, I don't get it. How are we supposed to do that?
I don't know. I just know I don't want to walk in on you again. Or drive in on you again. My God. I could have run you over in bed. Well, I'm putting an end to this right now. Right now. That's it. There are going to be rules in this house. Definite rules.
He loves rules. Daddy, you cannot regulate spontaneous behavior.
I can if I want to. It's my house.
This is getting way too complicated.
Not if we have rules.
What kind of rules?
Well, you can let me know when you're going to be in there.
How?
I don't know. Leave me a note.
Leave you a note?
Well, I need something. I don't know, a light, a buzzer. I don't know, maybe a bell.
A bell.
Great. We ring a bell. Every time we're having sex, the whole neighborhood knows.
Daddy, you're talking crazy.
I know I'm talking crazy. I'm feeling crazy. I'm not happy with this arrangement. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. I'm moving out of here.
Good.
Daddy, Patrick... You don't have to leave.
No, forget it. This isn't working. I'm just going to pack up my stuff.
Fine, pack.
Fine, I will.
Oh, thanks a lot, Daddy. You've just ruined the last half of my entire life.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's a good boy. Thank you, Drax. That's real good. That's rude. But we don't get the New York Times.
Carol, Patrick is just moving out. It's not over between you. You've talked to him. What does he say?
He said, I'm just moving out. It's not over between us.
Would you try believing one of us?
Like, get off me! That's not it. It's Daddy. I can't get over the way he's behaving. You know what would fix him? If I moved out and then you moved out, that would show him.
Oh, yeah, that would show him. He'd be here all alone, with Dreyfus, happy as a clam.
You don't care what happens to me, do you? You're always taking Daddy's side.
Oh, Carol, come on.
Do I have an advocate in this house? No. I've never been so miserable. Aren't these my Lily Lemon sheets?
Well, you said you were moving out, so I just assumed I could have them.
I don't see how I can live here with Daddy, knowing how he feels.
Barbara...
What would you do if you were me?
For starters, I'd brush my teeth.
So what did Patrick say last night? Is he gonna stay?
I don't know. He said something about a worm and something about his bowels, and I stopped listening.
It's tragic the way these things tear families apart. Can I have your hash browns, Harry?
Carol's not even talking to me.
You're lucky.
If you ask me, it's all Carol's fault. She's one of these modern babes. They like to vote. They like to elect each other. She scared Patrick off.
That's not what happened, Charlie.
Those two seem so right for each other. You know, I could really picture them together. Actually, I have pictures of them together.
Daddy, don't take this personally, but I'm moving out because of you.
Harry, I thought... Carol, what are you doing with those suitcases?
I'm moving out to be with you. I don't care if we have to live in the sleaziest, most cockroach-infested motel in the city.
But I'm moving back in to be with you.
Oh, thank God, I was bluffing.
Harry, I'm glad we talked last night.
You two talked? Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep, we had a good talk. At first, we didn't connect. You know, I had to get into Harry's head. So I just burrowed into his brain. Just to see what it was like in the miasma of his gray, gooey matter. It was an incredible journey.
We talked for 2 minutes. When did you make this trip?
Daddy, are you really all right with Patrick moving in?
I don't know. I'll have to roll it around in my gooey matter.
Oh, Trump, what a God, a good boy. Look at you, and you got the right paper.
This is going to be a great day.
Morning, Daddy.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Hey, Harry, what's up?
Good morning, child.
Hi, Daddy.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Hi.
Can I have a section of the paper?
Here's the classifieds.
Perfect. I can look for an apartment.
You're great. The best I ever tasted. This lady has grown to become a great culinary artist.
Do you see that? He's putting me down again.
Right. I gotta go. I got another job down the street. See you later, Ben. Bye.
You know, Carol... You don't need to wear makeup in the morning, do you?
But I am wearing makeup.
It doesn't help. That's why you don't need it.